value of the treasure, and he sold everything for the treasure. Then he said there was a pearl of great price. The man found the pearl of great price. He sold everything to get the pearl. It's the selling everything that is the essence of salvation. It's I give up everything. I deny myself. I offer my life, both in terms of death, if need be, and in terms of obedience in life. This is the message of the gospel. So when you go to preach the gospel, that's what you have to say. Now, you say, but people aren't going to buy that. Well, wait a minute. People aren't going to buy that. Of course not, unless the Spirit of God is working in their heart, right? Unless the Spirit of God is doing the work of conviction, and the Spirit of God is awakening the dead heart, and the Spirit of God is generating faith. And then that's the only true message that, connected with the work of the Spirit, will produce true salvation. Don't reinvent the gospel to suit you. That's what's being done today. If anyone, anybody, wishes to come after me, open invitation. Any of you wish to come? Anybody here want to come? Well, you have to believe in Jesus. You have to confess Him as the Christ, the Son of the living God, Lord, Savior. Then you have to be willing to have a rift in your family, a rift in your marriage, a rift with the world that could cost you your life, and a rift with your own personal ambitions, and submit your whole life to following Him and doing whatever He asks. It's not the one who says, Lord, Lord, Jesus said, it's the one who does the will of my Father, and this is the will of my Father, that you submit to the Son. This is the gospel. It's a gospel of self-denial. It's a gospel of self-sacrifice and self-submission. Deny yourself, take up your cross every day, put your life on the line for the cause of Christ, and then follow in the sense that you do whatever He asks. If you give anything less than that as the terms of the gospel, then somebody could be deceived, right? You say, but what if they don't respond? That's not the issue. That's within the power of God to determine. What you're responsible for is the purity of the gospel. Well, next time we're going to go into these elements of the principle in verse 23, self-denial, taking up the cross, and following Him. Let's bow in prayer. Our Lord, we are again reminded that this is not a human work, nor could we accomplish it in our own strength, but it is Your mighty work to break us of ourselves. It is Your work to make us have a broken and a contrite heart, to make us able to give up everything, to let go of everything, to lose all self-desire, self-will, to set aside all of our dreams and ambitions, goals, plans, hopes, dreams,